Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, once again, I've said this every time we've done this, it's not really a Big Three Podcast. It's the best of the Big Three Podcast. And this is our third in the series of Behind the Podcast. And we are doing this one and one after this, and it wraps up the Big Three Podcast. From then on, I believe that if we do anything else with the Big Three, it's going to be on Simply Don, the podcast. I brought along with us today, as I always do, the very lovely Mary Jane. How are you, Mary Jane?
Hello, I'm wonderful. How are you?
You look very beautiful today, even though you're wearing your casual costume.
Yes, thank you.
Well, anyway, today we have some very rare Big Three material taken from our archives. Now, you may have heard me talking about the Big Three phone calls. We recorded these when the three of us first got together. This is when Perry and I came up with this great plan. We were going to record all of our phone calls. Every time we spoke with each other, we were going to record it. If we talked to Mole, we'd record that. If we talked to John Quincy Adams, we'd record that. So basically, Perry and I were going to record every single phone call that we had anything to do with the Big Three. Now, have you ever heard of any of these, Mary Jane?
No, I have not heard one bit, but I am very, very, very excited for this wonderful event.
I had completely forgotten that we had even made these recordings. And a few years ago, when I was digging around the attic, I found these tapes. I immediately called Perry to see if he still had his. Now, here's the thing. Perry claims that he never kept his word, and he never recorded any of the phone calls. Well, thank goodness that your pal Don Barris did, because not only do I have over 1,000 hours, but these are really pretty funny, and I think any Big Three fan is going to go crazy for these calls. So over the course of the next two Big Three podcasts, we're going to give you a sampling of some of these tapes. Now, as I said, it's coming from the archives of over 1,000 hours of phone calls. Later, we're going to release these on our website, so you're going to be able to hear all 1,000 hours, or at least what we'll do. Maybe we'll break it down and put out a new album every month for a couple of years. Now, this episode is going to start out with a call where Perry was auditioning for John Quincy Adams. He wanted to be in his next film, The Planet of the Apes. I think you're going to enjoy it. Are you ready, Mary Jane?
Yes, I'm very, very excited, and I can't wait.
Once again, you're very, very excited. Well, anyway, let's take it away.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Caramello.
You guys cut me off.
I'm sorry. All
right.
He's out by the pool and Mole doesn't really know how to use his phone.
Huh?
It was Mole. He was out by the phone. He was out by the pool and, you know,
he hung up.
The girls are out there with, you know, there's some sort of swimsuit.
The fool hung up, all right?
He's not a, you know, I'll tell you something. This is between you and me, all right? I don't think that this Mole fellow completely has him on the pole. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Now listen. I'm sorry to interrupt you on the Sunday. I know it's not business day.
Yeah, I was extremely tired
I know how it is. I get very tired myself talking to you. You're talking to whoever, you know?
Yeah, I was working all day, and I was extremely exhausted that day. And
what is it you do?
During the day?
Yes.
I'm a delivery driver for my cousin's printing business.
And you're a movie actor as well?
A stand-up comic at night. I haven't done stand-up for a few weeks because I just got done moving. And
talk to me about some of the films you've done.
Well, let's see. I did a rock concert for
Rock Hudson?
For Airheads. I was at the Fox Studios for the rock concert that day and night.
Sorry, Rock Hudson?
Yeah, they had a little concert in the soundstage.
Oh, Rock Hudson?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead?
Huh?
Rock Hudson?
No, rock concert.
Ah, yeah, I thought you said Rock Hudson.
No.
See, there he is.
He's a faggot, and I hate faggots.
I'm sorry?
It's all right.
May? All right, happy that it's May. All right, let's try that. Would you mind really quickly going over that dialogue with me?
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm sorry, could you please hold the line?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Kilmer.
Okay.
Yes.
Hang on, let me move into another room in my house and get this phone to go someplace. I got my girlfriend and her kids over at my house right now.
Yes,
and one of them's deaf.
Mo was telling me about that. You have a new girlfriend.
Huh?
Mo was telling me about that. You have a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's on the heavy side, is that it?
No, she's not. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Talk to me. I'm in the bathroom. Now you can talk.
Okay, now.
All right.
Do you have the script there in front of you?
Got it right here.
Okay. Can we go over that, please?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. I want you to try that line one more time. But with more of a chimp-like feel.
You're missing. You're human. You're an ape. And the sooner you understand, the happier you will be on the planet of the apes.
More chimpy. Try to jump up and down while you do it.
You're an ape. No, you're human!
Start again.
You're human!
Jump up and down.
I'm an ape! And the sooner you understand, the happier you'll be on the planet of the apes!
Screaming. I want to hear, I've heard you're quite a good screamer. Right, go on. Screaming like a chimp and jumping. Go ahead.
You're an ape, and I'm human. No, wrong. You're human, and I'm an ape.
Are you having trouble with the line?
No, I'm just farting around.
Okay, go ahead.
You're human. You're human, and I'm an ape. And the sooner you understand, the happier you will be on the planet of the apes.
Try it again.
You're human and I'm an ape.
Jumping. screaming like a chimp.
You're human and I'm an ape. And the sooner you understand, the happier you'll be on the planet of the apes.
Now scream. Three times. One more time.
Well, you want me to do an ape scream or my scream?
Can you combine the two of them? Let me hear your scream.
Oh.
Ooh, that's good. Now let me hear a chimp scream. Now combine the two of them.
Oh, come on.
Can you do it like a chimp and do the...
Oh, come on.
Hello?
Yeah!
When you did your...
What do you think?
That is wonderful. That? Mr. Caramel, that is wonderful.
Thank you.
Can I tell you that you have quite a gift for screaming, my young man?
Well, it came out of my dad.
Your dad screams.
See, my dad's a loudmouth. My dad's a major screamer.
Quite a talent.
Everybody gives me this shit that I sound like Sam Kinison.
Oh.
Well, if they knew who my dad was...
I'm sorry, but you don't sound anything like Sam Kinison. All right, thank you. You're your own man, am I right?
Thank you.
Now, I'm wondering, what is your schedule like this week?
Well, the best time to reach me, like, for an interview with you and stuff... would be after about 4 or 5 p.m.
All right. Would you like to meet me for a drink, maybe?
And what else? You drinking an interview, or...?
Just a talk.
Sure.
Talk about things, you know. I mean, I'm in from a...
From an actor's point of view?
From out of town, and I don't know very many people.
All right. Where are you from?
And I'd like to get to know you, maybe. Maybe we can have a good time.
Don't get this sexual crap going with me.
Sorry?
Don't try to make any moves on me or anything like that.
You wouldn't like that.
No way, not... Look, I'm a Casanova. I'm not a faggot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're gay, that's your situation. That's just the way you want to be. But, you know, I'm not into that stuff. You know what I'm saying here?
Have you ever tried?
I will never try any more things to do with the gay side.
Mo was telling me about a...
I give a rat's ass what Mo was telling you. Don't believe him.
All right, very good.
Okay? Just a moment, babe.
You think I'm a babe?
What? No, I'm talking to my girlfriend's daughter.
What's her name?
What's her name?
Yes.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's a delightful name. How old?
Her daughter?
Yes.
Eight.
My daughter's age as well. May I say hi to her?
Hi, Tuesday.
May I say hello to her?
Yeah, hang on. Hello, my wife. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello, Tuesday. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Tuesday?
She can't hear you. She's got a hearing aid.
Oh, that's terrible.
She can't hear because she doesn't have the hearing aid.
Is your Bonnie there?
Yeah, you want to say hi to Bonnie?
Yes.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello, Bonnie?
Yes?
It's nice to speak with you. I'm a dear friend of Mr. Caravello's. He's told me wonderful things about you.
Well, thank you.
Are you guys having a lovely Sunday?
Yes, we are.
And you're going shopping, I hear?
I hear we are.
That's wonderful. Is the screaming disturbing you at all?
Not one bit. I think it's kind of natural.
Yes, he's quite the screamer, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's got quite a set of pipes on him, that young man.
Yes, he does.
Well, listen, I hope you guys enjoy your Sunday together.
Thank you very much.
And treat our boy well.
I certainly will.
He's a fine young man.
Thank you. Just a
moment. All right, buddy. Lovely speaking with you.
Thank you.
What'd you tell her?
I told her to treat you well because you're a fine young man.
Thank you.
You've got great star potential with that scream.
Thanks.
All right, well, listen, I'll be bugging you back this week, and we'll go over.
Did you want to set an appointment to meet this next week?
Why don't I call you from my office when I have my schedule in front of me?
All right, hang on a sec. Let me see what I got.
Okay.
Right now, Tuesday morning, I have to get my truck fixed.
Okay, that's all good and fine. Why don't I call you back from my office?
I hear you.
And I'll go over my schedule.
Gotcha. Or just leave an appointment on my machine, and we'll go from there. With a phone number, please.
When's the best time I can meet you?
Anytime. I mean, if I'm not here, you'll get my machine. And please, don't forget to leave your phone number.
Okay? All right, Mr. Caramelli, it was lovely speaking to you.
Thank you, same here.
Hug and kiss.
Huh?
All right, I'll speak with you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, there you go. The first of our little calls. Now, I know the sound was a little bit bad. What'd you think, Mary Jane? Did you like that?
I loved the content. And you know what? You'll get used to the little bit of fuzz.
Yeah, there's a little fuzz, but you can kind of understand what's going on at least. You got to remember, this was done with equipment, you know, 20-some years ago. So it may not be the best of sound, but hopefully the hilarity is still there. Only coming up next on this next clip, it's another chapter in Perry's quest to get in the movie Planet of the Apes. Well, instead of me telling you, I guess the best thing to do is to just listen to it. But let me tell you this, there is a gun involved, and, well, that's all I'm going to say. I guess one other thing I could say, Perry doesn't win here. You ready, Mary Jane?
Yes, absolutely. This is exciting.
Then let's take it away.
Good, it's you!
Hey!
Yeah!
It's Ma!
Fucking A!
Yeah, who?
Mo!
Ma!
I've been looking for your fucking ass!
How are ya?
I'm alright!
Hey, where'd you go?
Where'd I go?
Yeah.
I was just got in from work.
When you were working for me, where'd you go?
What?
Did you go to the studio?
No!
You went out at the studio today?
No!
You didn't audition?
No!
I thought he was setting you up for auditions.
Yeah, he left a message on my machine, and a million times I keep telling you to tell him to leave a fucking phone number.
I'm in his office now.
You're at his office now?
Yeah.
Well, hold the line.
Phone. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
His number's on his phone somewhere.
Hold on.
Hold on, let me see.
I want a fucking phone number to this son of a bitch. Because I'm tired of hearing, oh, I want you to call me.
I can't find it.
Bye.
I can't find the number.
Shit. Where is he?
I'm looking for his number. I think he's out of his office, so I'm making phone calls. Fucking A, he's got a gun in his desk. Fucking A, look at his gun.
Put it back.
Fuck, look at this thing.
Put it back.
Ka-ching! Rock, I shoot this thing. Fucking.
Put it down. Now you got your hands on it?
Yeah.
Put it down, asshole.
How do you turn it on?
Put it down, asshole.
Fucking A, man, that's a big gun.
Well, don't be touching the fucking thing.
Oh, shit, look at this shit, man.
Would you leave it? Hold on a second. Somebody's calling me.
Hello.
Barry.
Yeah.
You beat me.
I know.
What do you need, buddy?
I was looking for Mole. Because you're the only one that has a phone number to reach Mole.
Okay, I'll get in touch with him.
All right. He's on the other line, by the way.
Wait a minute. So he's on the other line?
Yeah.
So why'd you beat me to have you
well,
get
because
touch
I didn't.
You just beat me seconds ago.
Listen to me.
Why do you waste my time?
I've
asked
you,
is this for this movie shit?
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. Is this
shut up.
What?
I just told you to do something.
What'd you just say?
I just told you to shut up.
Are you going to apologize?
No, not until I...
Mo?
Hello?
There you are.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hold on a second. Fuck! Oh, man, this thing's awesome. Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm shooting out his window. Down at the lot. There's just like an empty lot down there. Fucking hey, man. This thing's big.
Put it down, asshole!
Ah! Fuck, hurts my head, man. Hey, what's going on?
I gotta jump in the shower.
Really?
Listen to me. Give me a phone number of his office.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. It should be on the phone, right?
What's the name of his fucking office?
It's in a fucking,
Is he not listed in the fuck phone book?
He's probably listed in the... Fuck, look at that fire, man! Fuck!
No! If you don't talk to me and answer the questions I'm asking you, I'm gonna hang up on you and this is a bunch of shit!
What?
If you don't answer the questions that I'm asking you,
Larry.
I'll hang up on you because this is a bunch of shit!
What?
One more fucking time, or else the phone's going down.
Why are you hanging up on me?
Because you're not listening to me, and
okay,
you're not doing
ahead.
What
go
I
ahead.
Ask
I'm
you to do.
I'm listening to you.
Now, this is what I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
What's the guy's name?
John Adams. John Kenny?
John Adams?
Hold on, it's my line. Fuck, should I answer this guy's phone?
No, because it's fucking Don Barris.
Hold on.
It's Don Barris.
Sounds like a comedy. Yeah,
I don't
think.
Yeah.
Say, you know, it is kind of fun.
Don?
No, fuck, Don doesn't know this guy.
Okay.
It's, fucking, Alfred Swissenegger?
Whatever.
Swissenegger?
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, fucking German dude or something.
Yeah.
That fucking guy is strong, man.
Anyway.
He fucking, he picked me up with one hand yesterday.
His name is Jonathan Adams?
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Ah!
Put the fucking gun down!
Right. Put it down. Put it away.
Fuck!
It's fucking hot. The gun gets hot.
Of course it gets hot.
I didn't... Fuck, hold on. I shouldn't answer this guy.
God damn.
Hold on. I gotta write these messages down. Okay?
Yeah.
That was fucking cops.
Well, put the fucking gun away. You're not supposed to be picking up. It's not a toy.
I did. I put the gun away.
It's not a fucking toy.
Fucking A, man.
You stupid asshole. It's not a toy.
I know.
It's got bullets. You know, still bullets kill.
I know.
Well, why the fuck do you pick up things and start pulling triggers?
Hold on. Hold on. Shit, I gotta get the door.
Get the door.
Alright. Yeah. Right, no. I don't know. I have no gun. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't
My name?
No, he just asked who's in there. I said, it's me talking to Perry Caravello. What?
Anyway. What's this guy's name? John Adams?
Yeah, something like that.
Hold on. John Adams or Jonathan Adams?
Fucking one of you. Hold on a second. Hey!
Yeah.
I gotta go because they want me on the set. I gotta go film.
Fuck.
Hey, listen.
I'm gonna...
When should this guy call you? Because he's in the office in the day. He keeps saying he calls you, but you never answer the phone.
Because I'm not home during the day.
Where can he call you and talk to you?
Where can he call me?
Yeah.
Tell him to call me late at night.
Hey.
Ask him...
On the set. I gotta get on the set.
Wait a second.
So there's no place he can call you?
But ask him to call me here at home late at night.
He doesn't work late at night. He works in the day. I gotta get on the set.
He doesn't have to work late at night. I want a fucking phone number.
I can't find it on the phone. The fucking cops, man. They're coming in. I gotta get on the set quick. I'm gonna bring the gun with
me. Then tell him to call me. No, you don't touch that fucking gun, asshole.
I'm gonna bring it with me on the set. Just to fucking scare some people.
You wanna go to jail?
No.
Then leave the fucking gun in the fucking office where it was. You shouldn't have even put your fingerprints on the goddamn thing.
Right. Okay, I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Have him call me late tonight.
I love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hi. Thank you for calling 818 area code 34729. As you can tell, this is the machine, and I am unavailable at this time. If there is an emergency and you need to reach me, dial 818 area code 343-0500. Thank you.
Hey, it's Mo, man. You there? Pick it up. Hey, I'm here with John Adams. Does he want to talk to you? He's not there.
Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Hey!
No, Perry, you're there!
I'm here.
You know what it is?
Mo.
It's Mo!
I'm blow-drying my hair. What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay, man. This fucking costume makes me sweat like a motherfucker. You know? Put all this shit on your face.
Is this Jonathan Adams wanting to talk to me?
Yeah, he just got back. He's on the... Get this fucking monkey out of here! Dad! Get that fucking monkey and fucking dad! Fucking stupid monkey! Fuck, man, this thing's a mean! Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey!
What?
Mom!
I know!
Yeah, John Adams is right here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, come back in the bay! Yeah, hold on, this is Dagger. Yeah, he's right here. We'll have to talk to him. So, how's it going?
So, it's alright.
You alright?
Yeah.
Is everything cool?
Yeah, I feel better.
Fucking hey, man. I just talked to Dan Barnett before.
Yeah, Don Barris.
Yeah.
He's
talking to me about the fucking
the show.
The whiskey show.
Is it gonna be at the whiskey or the Roxy?
Oh, Roxy. The Roxy show.
Okay.
Fucking psyched, man. You ever play there?
Nope.
I saw fucking Hatchet there. Oh?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Fucking day. What happened?
I've just been busy.
Did I take face with him? Yeah, Mark, hold on, dude.
Let him talk to me.
Get all pissed off.
Let him talk to me.
But,
let
what,
Jonathan
what
talk to me.
What?
Let him talk to me.
You want to talk to me?
Well, if he wants to talk to me, because he's got more important things to talk to me about.
How do you know? Who knows you better, me or him?
Who's in the business longer, him or you?
I don't know.
Shut up, then.
Hey, he wants to know who's been in the business longer, me or you. Oh, for the love of God. What does that mean?
Give him the phone.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, it's finally you and I are finally talking.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. You know, I'm pretty angry with you.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you why.
Excuse me.
I'll tell you why I'm angry.
I'd rather you not take that sort of tone with me.
Huh?
I'd rather you not take that sort of tone with me.
No.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Listen to me. I'll tell you why I'm upset.
Could you hold on, please?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Could you hold on a moment?
Yep.
Hello?
I'm here.
All right, please. Oh, someone monkey out of it. Hold on. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's an emergency call. I've got to call you right back.
Call me back.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello.
Somebody doesn't take care of you. Hold on, please.
Hold on. Hold on.
Engineering code 347-29.
Heads are gonna roll.
As you can tell, this is a machine.
Monkey, for the last time, I don't want any monkeys in my office.
Hello,
Mr. Kellett, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
God, I'm going to shoot this damn monkey. I swear to God. Where's my fucking gun? Where the hell is
it? So what's going on?
I'm sorry, I had to take that call. That was a... Hold on.
Where is my gun?
Ask Mole!
Hello?
Ask Mole!
Ask Mole what?
Where the gun is.
What do you mean?
Just ask Mole.
Ask Mole what?
Because Mole found your gun.
Mole found my gun?
Yes.
Oh, God. All right. There's one thing worse that I hate more than people messing with my gun is people tattletaling. But all that aside,
it's not that I'm tattletaling.
Okay,
listen to me.
Can I speak with you for a moment?
Please?
Harry?
Yes.
Can I speak with you for a moment?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to take that call. That was, Chris O'Donnell's people. They're very interested. They've been hounding me back and forth. What I need from you right now is I need to know, while I have my papers in front of me, I need to check your availability. Now, the role of Dr. Chimpy will be filming from the second week of October 17th, till the first week of the following month, November.
October, what date?
From October 17th to approximately November 3rd.
October 17 to November 3.
And you're available?
I don't know. How much will this pay?
Well, that depends on your shooting rate and whether you'll be working for scale or if you're more interested in a deferred payment and getting points.
I'd like to work for, I want to also pay into SAG.
Well, yes, all that will come. We speak with your agent. But,
okay.
What we're thinking about is deferring your payment and giving you points.
What does that mean?
That means you'll get points on the marketing of the... Now, you're available for those dates?
I will set these dates aside.
Okay.
If I get the part...
I'm writing this down. October, you confirm now? For October 17th.
Do I have the part, or am I...
Well, I'm going to have you read for it. Now, do you still have that bit of dialogue we went through once before?
It's somewhere around here. I'm not going to answer the goddamn phone.
Please, go
talk to me.
I can wait.
Hold on.
Harry?
I'm on the phone. It's very important. What's up?
Hey, listen. The other date that I got to have you save is 2 days before we're doing this public access show. So it'd be the 23rd and the 25th. And besides those days, I don't want to talk to you. Do you understand me?
Gotcha.
So don't call me.
I hear you.
All right. Do you understand?
23rd and 25th.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
dial-up.
Okay, I've... hold on. Let me go into my bedroom and find it.
Okay, now I need a definite... I need a definite okay from you for those dates.
You need because, a definite okay?
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
All right, very good.
If it's going to pay 7 to 12 a day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
October 17th? November 3rd.
Sure. 7 days a week or 5 days a week?
No. It'll be 7 days a week.
Okay.
Well, it'll be 5 days shooting, but we'll be out of town.
Where are we going?
Various locations.
Okay.
Now, have you got that dialogue?
Let me find it. Where is it? It's here somewhere.
Hello?
Yes. I lost that dialogue.
Sorry.
Sorry, myself.
You what?
I lost that dialogue.
Lost?
Yeah.
How could you lose it?
I'm just moving into this place.
Well, obviously, this doesn't matter very much.
No, it does. It does.
And yet, the dialogue that I've given...
Oh, shit.
Yes?
It was something about, let's see. You're human and I'm an ape.
Right.
And,
the sooner you realize this, the happier you'll be on the planet of the Earth.
Right. I'm not going to answer that.
Go ahead, get it.
Hold on.
It's Stairmaster.
Why the fuck are you bothering me?
Because, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm putting out the budget. We're less than 2 months from the show, and I've got to get everything organized right now.
Well, what's the budget?
What are you talking about?
I'm on the phone, very, very important stuff.
What could you have that's more important than this? This is the biggest break of your life here that I'm giving you. It could pay, if things work right, it could pay $50. Okay?
Whatever.
So, Perry.
What?
Talk to me for a second.
Hurry it up, because I'm on the phone now.
With who?
Some important people.
Who?
None of your business.
Tell
none
me
your
who
fucking business.
None of my business.
No.
I gotta know one thing. Right now.
What?
I'm also going to need you very soon to take some pictures for the little catalog we're putting together.
Okay.
Now, Perry.
What?
You can't fuck me on this. This is the final thing. Are you going to fuck me?
No.
You promise?
Of course not.
Okay, so I need you on the 25th is the show. The 23rd, we're going to have the cable public access show. It's going to be a live fucking public access. None of your language, just a baby outfit and maybe black and black. Okay?
All right.
I think we might be able to give you $50 for the day. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Sorry. Hello?
I'm sorry, hold on just a moment. Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
This is Dr. Mr. Adams.
Hi.
I'm with a mole now.
Okay.
She's telling me you're scheduled to do some sort of comedy benefit or something?
No.
On the 25th?
23rd and the
25th. Sorry, that's while we're shooting. That's why I was asking you about your schedule.
Don Barris wants me to,
Well, I think you're going to have to make a choice.
Well, shit, if you pay 7 to 12 a day compared to $50, the choice is already made. I'm working for you.
Listen, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to be here for another couple of minutes. Actually, I'm on the set now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see. Is this phone dial in? Hello? Yeah? Can I dial out here? All right, I'm going to have to call you back. What I need you to do is...
Can I ask a favor from you, please?
Yes.
Can I get a phone number that I can call you on?
Well, I can't take this. I'm on the set right now, young man.
Right.
And
how about your office number?
You'll get my office number. Don't you worry. All right. But listen.
Because every time you call me,
listen to me, please.
Yes, I'll listen.
I need you to call this. What is his name? Dan Barney?
Don Barris.
Yes. I need you to call him and straighten this matter out right now.
Okay.
Because I can't have you obliged to both myself and him.
Right.
All right?
All right.
So let me call you back. Will you be calling him now?
I'll call him right now.
Okay, I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Thank you. Don, the 23rd and the 25th of October, I'm not going to be available
because I'm going to be making a movie from October 17th till November 3rd. Get back to me at my home number, 818. Thank you. Hello.
Scaremaster.
Yes. Got some bad news.
Wait a second. You are joking about what was put on the answer machine, aren't you?
What I just left for you?
Right now, I feel numb.
Hello? Hello?
Perry.
John?
Yeah. And he said you have the movie. He told you that you have the movie.
Yeah.
What's the role that you're playing, Perry?
I don't remember the name.
Well, you know what you should say? I'm not going to put this in your face, Perry, because you got to learn your lesson your own way. When you talk to this Mr. Adams the next time, why don't you ask him about Chris O'Donnell?
Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah, and why don't you look at the Daily Variety 2 days ago? Chris O'Donnell Goes Ape was the headline. He had just signed for... You talk to him. You talk to this guy. You pissed on me again, Perry.
I didn't piss on you.
You dropped out of a show that you were committed to. All right, listen. What are you doing?
I'm writing this and asking about Chris. How do you spell O'Donnell?
Well, I don't know if you caught it, but something very significant happened in that clip. That was the very first time that John Quincy Adams called me Dan Barney. History of the Big Three. Well, in this next clip, we've got kind of a peculiar story. One of the things that Perry would always try to do, because he thought he didn't need me in show business or mole, he could do it on his own. So he got into the music business, and he got involved with a rock and roll band by the name of Retribution. You might know them best because they've done the theme song for all the Big Three podcasts, the song Vibrations. Well, this was in the early days. Now, what was going on here, the video that we're talking about, we made a video of the song Vibrations, and we were putting it out. All these people, the minute something happened, all jumped on board from the band Retribution. They wanted a part of it. They were acting much more important than they really were. Well, one of the people that was here was the woman by the name of Lynn. Anyway, this is that story, and why don't we get to the next clip?
With Retribution. I wanted to see if maybe we could get together and talk about this video that you're doing. I really haven't had a lot of time to sit down and talk with you, and I just kind of want to see what's going on, and I want to see if you guys are going to make it down to the OC debut show on Feb 1st at KNAC Night at Club 369 in Fullerton. My daytime job number is 714-5700 on the extension 238. Or you can reach me at home after probably 7 p.m. tonight, 714-5-31. Just kind of want to touch base and see where we are on this, because I'm not real familiar with what's going on. Thanks a lot.
Good afternoon, Sama.
Hello, may I please speak with Lynn?
We have two Lynn.
Extension 238.
May I still call me?
My name is Don Barris.
John, let me check. Hold on one moment.
Don? Yes?
She's in a meeting right now.
She's in a meeting. Is there any way that she can be interrupted?
No, it is not.
This is kind of an emergency.
Hold on one moment.
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Don Barris. Returning your phone call?
Yes, Don.
I'm a little confused here. First of all, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, but I'm in the middle of a very important meeting.
Okay, this is kind of important, too, because, first of all, how'd you get my number? Perry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I was doing something because Perry is part of a project that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I was nice enough to say he needed help, so I thought I'd use my influences.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you know this, Mole, I convinced Mole to pay for the editing costs of this video.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the things I said is I said I didn't want to deal with anybody except Perry.
Well, the problem with that, John, is when you're dealing with the band,
okay,
you need to deal with me and Mike.
So, in other words, you don't want me to do this?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what you're doing, John. So what I need to do is when I'm not in the middle
of what I need to do is this. I said that if anybody else bothers me, I'm not doing the video.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so that's what you want.
That's your decision.
No. That's your decision.
No.
That's your decision.
Excuse me. As one professional to another, I am sitting here with a client in front of me. I would like to be able
to... Can I talk to him?
Hello?
Scaremaster.
Hold on, Don.
This is Don Barris.
Hold on. Don?
Hello?
You there?
Yes, Don Barris.
Okay, let me give you a pretend hold again.
What are you going to do now?
Call in. Three-way.
What were you doing before?
I was on the phone with Stacy.
What did she want?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
No, wait a minute. Why? Did you call her to tell her that we had a little conversation?
I called her to tell her that I'm having a problem with Lynn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, again, you have to rely upon her.
I rely upon her.
You're a man, Perry. You're a man. Do it yourself. Okay,
what?
Let's make the call. I'm just, it's like, it seems, like you're relying quite heavily on this girl, man. Be your man.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I get Lynn on the phone, please?
She's not hearing a message.
Yeah, this is Scary Perry.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
How much, man? Who is this?
It's Cliff.
Cliff.
Off-road,
yeah.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
Hi, do you know me?
That's Tom.
Oh, hey.
Do you know me?
Yeah, I remember you.
He's with the video camera.
Yeah, were you at this show the other night?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
So you're part of this whole thing, too?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, she's still at work.
She's still at work?
Yeah, she should be home about an hour or so.
All right. About five?
Around there, yeah.
Five, six. Don?
What?
I want you to call here at 8 o'clock.
What if I have something I got going at 8 o'clock, Perry?
Well, at 8:30.
What do you mean, call you at 8:30?
Well, you guys,
Because I got a three-way call, Lynn.
What if I've got something I
got to
do? What if I have something I've got to do at 8:30?
See you guys later.
All right.
What if I've got something I got to do, Perry? How about asking me? How about with the magic words once in a while instead of, like, just ordering me, man?
Call me at 8:30. I'll talk to you later.
Perry.
Don't.
Oh, you were being funny?
Yep. Always.
So, like, when you were calling me names earlier, that was a joke, too?
No, that was serious.
All right, listen, man. I'm almost at the end right now. I really am. How much money can I rip off from Moel? How much
money? This whole fucking bank account.
But I know I can't, because eventually he's going to catch up. There's people that constantly tell him that I'm ripping him off. And how long do you think that's going to go? How long do you think my money train's going to be there? And I use a favor from Moel to pay for this fucking music video, and look at the harassment I'm getting. I think you owe Moel an apology. I'm going to have Moel call you.
He calls me after 8:30 at night ever again.
Okay, well,
I'm going to beat his fucking head in.
All right, let me explain something. You tell him, but do it in a smart way. You're smarter than him, right? Are you smarter than...
I'm aggressive.
Right, I understand that. But you're smarter than he is, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then why don't you show it? Why do you always let Moel get the better part of you? You know, Moel's not sweating about calling you at 8:30. Moel's living his life carefree while you're fucking shitting bricks about it. So mellow out, talk to him, outsmart him, Perry, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to have him call you right now. Wait by the phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Barry, please.
It's me.
This is Barry?
Yes.
You know who it is?
Moel.
Hi, buddy.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, Dan said you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, I'm pissed.
How you doing?
I am pissed.
What's going on?
I am pissed.
How are you?
Listen to what I've got to tell you.
I know, that's why I called you.
I am
pissed. I wanted to see what you were up to, how you feeling.
I am furious with you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Do you know what it means when a guy is pissed off at you and he wants to rip your fucking head off and shove it up your ass?
Who did?
I want to bust you upside the fucking head.
Are you fighting with someone?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking kick your ass if you don't listen to me.
Oh, come on. Don't talk like that. What are you up to, buddy?
Shut up and listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. You have no...
Are you upset about something?
Yeah, I'm upset.
Why don't you... What's going on? Why don't you tell me what's going on?
What do you think I'm trying to do, you stupid motherfucker? Shut your fucking mouth and listen to me. You stupid brainless fuck.
Hey, come on. Don't talk like that.
Shut up and listen.
Are you upset with me?
I said shut up! Shut your fucking mouth! Shut your fucking mouth or else you're gonna have to die, you stupid motherfucker! You're gonna shut up!
Hello?
No, shut up!
Am I here?
I'm going to tell you once, and once only.
Hey, remember, I called you last night.
You called me.
I called you last night.
After 8:30 p.m. ever again, if I ever see you after the phone call, I am going to beat your fucking head in. I'll put your fucking brain in a goddamn meat grinder, you stupid son of a bitch.
Meat. Right? Terry. Dude.
What does it take to get you to understand things?
Yeah.
What does it take?
You're right.
What does it take to get you to understand?
So, what's going on, buddy? You all right?
You're not my buddy.
Come on.
Call me buddy.
You're my best man.
Don't ever call me buddy.
You're the best man at my wedding.
Where's the $10,000?
Huh?
Where's the $10,000?
Who does?
You owe me $10,000.
Absolutely.
Now.
What?
I want it now.
Right this second?
Well, as soon as you get it in your hand.
Well, how do I know that you're going to even do the job if I give it to you?
You give it to me now, you'll get it in writing.
Yeah. You know what? How about this? We'll make a deal, okay?
There is no deal.
Oh, forget it then. You want the $10,000, you don't want the $10,000.
You want me to be your best man and kiss your godfather?
Yeah, I do.
Then shut your fucking mouth and go my way. It goes my way or it doesn't go at all.
Or it goes the highway.
You hear me?
Right.
Do it my way, or you don't get anything.
Okay, listen, you want to hear my way? Terry.
I don't want to hear yours.
Hey, listen, I got an idea.
No, you don't have an idea.
I'll give you the money now.
Yeah.
Okay?
And?
But, I got to be sure, because I'm pretty sure businessman. I got to be sure that you're still going to do the job. Like, you don't just take the money and then go, I'm not going to go do the wedding, right? That makes sense, right?
What does it mean to get something in writing?
Oh, it's only as good as the paper's printed out. But listen, Terry.
It's called a contract.
Okay, well then I'll give you a contract for the money.
That's what I just told you.
Right, but I'll pay you when you finish
no.
your thing.
No.
Oh, you want it in advance.
I want it in advance.
Yeah, well, I want to know what the best man speech is gonna be in advance.
There is no best man speech.
There has to be. That's part of the deal.
Best man just gives you the ring.
No, he's got to make a toast and a speech.
I never knew a best man doing a toast and a
speech. Yeah.
What is this?
At the wedding.
Whatever.
You get up and you say a few words, you know, about me and, you know, we're such good pals and all that stuff.
Best man does not do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Since when?
Always, dude.
I've never seen a best man at a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, how about this? Let me know how this sounds to you. You write up a little best man speech and tell it to me, and then I'll give you the money.
Look, the preacher marries you and your wife.
I'm not getting married to a preacher.
Stupid fuck.
Oh, come on.
Hey, the preacher marries you and your wife.
I'll give you the money, but you got to write the best man speech, okay? All right, listen, I got to get out of here. I'll call you later on. You want me to call you after 8:30?
You call me after 8:30,
okay, I'll call
I
you after
kill
8:30.
You. You are the most disrespectful fucking prick I've ever dealt with. I want nothing to do with you. I want nothing to do with Mole. You call Lynn at her job, and you demand to speak with her boss and the person that she's having a fucking interview with or a meeting with? That's so unprofessional, you fucking low-life piece of shit, that you should be shot dead. You should be destroyed. You should be murdered. You should fucking put a bomb around your waist and jump off the top of the fucking Interstate Bank building downtown Los Angeles, you fucking idiotic piece of fuck. She's in a business meeting. She's at her fucking work. Don't be calling Lynn and giving her a bunch of shit, or the person that is the receptionist a bunch of shit about who to speak to. Don't give anybody a bunch of shit. You talk nice to people. You don't demand nothing. This is not fucking... fucking KROQ, you fuck! At K-Rock, you treat everybody like shit. Who the fuck do you think you are, God? You're a fucking piece of shit, you low-life cocksucker. Don't ever call me again. I want nothing to do with you ever again. Until you know how to respect people and fucking treat people nice. Pleasant, like everybody likes to be treated. Politely. You fuck. Goodbye. Hello?
Harry, please. God I caught you. Listen.
What?
Listen. What happened? Is everything okay?
I'm gonna beat the fucking shit out of you.
What did I do?
You're a fucking low-life piece of shit.
Harry, let's
hold the phone.
Okay.
Harry?
Yeah?
This is Buddy Don.
You're not my buddy.
I think I am.
Get that out of your fucking head.
Wait a minute. You...
Get that out of your fucking head right now.
All right.
Don't you ever... Don't even think...
What are you so upset about?
Right,
I'm not apologizing to you. I think you owe me an apology.
You shut your fucking mouth.
You shut your fucking mouth. Still yell at me. Don't fucking yell at me, man. Don't fucking yell at me. How dare you fucking tell me to shut up? You motherfucker. You're the motherfucker. Don't fuck with me. Don't yell at me. What are you yelling at me for?
Call in.
I'm not calling that fucking cunt. Wait, she treated me so rudely?
She didn't treat you bad.
How do you know what happened?
I spoke with her.
What did she say?
She was in a meeting.
Yeah?
At her work.
All right.
And you demanded?
I didn't demand anything. I said, this is an emergency. I'm going to be gone.
There's no such thing as an emergency.
Yes. You know what? Then what the fuck is she calling me at 9 o'clock in the morning for?
Because you called.
I didn't call her.
9 a.m.
She called me at 9 in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, don't call me. How dare she fucking call me?
Tom Barris, the biggest motherfucker, liar, cocksucker, fucking asshole that has ruined my life with everybody I have ever dealt with. Let me start off. I got a small list here of what has fucking pissed me off. Well, let's start off with the air horn in my face, loud. You turn it up, right? Lies about doing stand-up in Phoenix was hated by Patrick's son, my old roommate. My cousin hated you in Westwood when you fucking banned me from the comedy store. I just wanted to ask you when I can go on stage, and you banned me. You tell me to leave and never come back. That's just there, okay? You try to ban me from clubs, which is a joke. Make everyone apologize when, if anything, you should shut your fat fucking mouth and apologize yourself. You raised your voice over at K-Rock for power and control. Well, let me tell you something. Everybody at K-Rock knows who you are and hates your fucking guts. Whenever I'm on the phone with K-Rock, they say, oh yeah, that asshole. All right? When you and only you should apologize because now the band, my friends, want nothing to do with me, and since you wanted Lynn to fucking apologize to you, and you call Lynn at work and say it's an emergency, don't, number one, ever call anybody on their job and say it's an emergency that you're talking to. Don't give me this bullshit, oh, I'm asleep at 9 a.m. Fuck you, fuck your life, fuck your fucking bullshit movie that is not happening, it's a fucking farce and it's a bunch of shit. To continue on from fucking your movie, fuck you, and go ahead and ban me from the fucking comedy store and every goddamn club you think you can ban me from. Because the only club you can ban me from is the comedy store. Nobody respects you at the LA Cabaret. Nobody respects you at the Laugh Factory. Why? Because you're dealing with Mitzi Shore. Mitzi Shore is your whore. Mitzi Shore is the bitch that you fuck with. Mitzi Shore is the bitch that pays you and the bitch that fucking keeps you alive today. Okay? You have no job. All you do is scam people for fucking money and a fucking roof over your goddamn head. You scam mole all the fucking time. Walter Malinsky, you're a dumb, retarded, cocksucking son of a bitch. You scam Chris May to fucking film that geeky, goofy bullshit at your house. It's never going to be on TV. It's a load of shit, all right? don't give me this crap that you, whatever the fuck it is, because it's all you are is shit. You suck, you're fake, you're a baloney shit. Look, I want nothing to do with you. I want to never have a fucking phone call from you, because every time you call and I hear your voice, I'm hanging up. End of story. End of story. I am ending this relationship right now. Goodbye.
As I was listening to that last clip that we just heard, maybe I should put that Retribution music video up real soon. Yeah, I want everybody to see that. It was great at the time, and you'll see why I fought to keep control of that one. The other thing I forgot to point out in the intro was that, in like most great shows, there's always a second storyline going on. In this one, we see where Mole was thinking about getting married, and he wanted to have Perry as his best man. And we saw what a piece of shit Perry was once again by trying to charge him only $10,000. So he wasn't that much. Well, he was that much of a dick. I'm sorry. All right, coming up in this next clip, we have a person that you've probably never heard of before. Elizabeth Montgomery was calling Perry. Now, she was recapping the business meeting that happened a couple nights before that. This was a meeting that was held at my apartment, and she was there because she was interested in doing business with the Big Three and possibly putting a television show together. One of the things that was cool about it is we filmed the whole thing, so we do have this on tape, and maybe very soon we'll release that if we can. Now, as always, Perry has some problems, but you'll hear all about it in this next clip. Take it away.
Hi, is Mr. Caramello available?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Caramello. This is Liz Montgomery calling from New York. How are you?
From where?
I met you at Don Barris's apartment.
Oh, please. That was the world's worst. Look, I like you from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. I met a wonderful lady that evening. But Don Barris, everybody associated with him, that party or that business meeting... The only one there that I like other than yourself is Adam from the Loveline show.
Yeah, and I think Mole did a good job.
Good job?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we really connected in terms of product things just because of his experience. I felt that he was helpful. I mean, it was a little crazier than I would have expected, but, you know, I felt Mole was helpful, too, aside from yourself.
Okay, Mole's real... Not over... Mole's a little whacked out, too.
Yeah.
If you think Mole's helpful, but that's your opinion. I don't like Mole myself.
Well, I mean, it's got to be tough for you being kind of a business person dealing with him because he's an artist. He's kind of the star. He's the creative person.
Excuse me? Mole?
Yeah. From what I've seen, he seems to be very involved in the project.
He's very involved. I don't want nothing do with those guys because of how asinine Don Barris is.
Well,
you're still dealing with this then.
Well, I've already apologized to him.
You apologized to him?
I did. I got
What did you have to apologize to him for?
Well, I felt like maybe I didn't, you know, maintain the reins of what was happening. I felt that maybe it got out of control.
Wait a second. Elizabeth, you're letting him take control of you, aren't
Well, I've apologized, but I unfortunately haven't heard back from him. So I was contacting you because on a professional level, we really still would like to work with you guys. But on a personal level, I'm kind of hurt that Mr. Barris hasn't called me back.
On a professional level, the guy is an asshole. Excuse the words, but Don Barris is a dominating, unprofessional, unloyal, irresponsible, excuse this word, piece of shit. He is the most irresponsible, unprofessional person I've ever worked for.
But he really seems to kind of have, you know, the power in this situation.
But that's him. He's this control freak that tries to make everything to where he's like a god.
See, but unfortunately, as a woman, I don't know that if I've, I don't know what happened. I'm freaking out that he hasn't called me back, and I'm wondering if you can, I don't know if you know him best. You seem to be the only person who
stands up. I know, well, I know him real good.
But you seem to be the person in the room who has, I don't want to use gross language, but the brains and the, you know, the power to stand up to him. Now, do you have advice to me in terms of what I can do? Because I have not heard back from him.
I want to ask you a couple things.
Sure.
First off, you know, Mo, this is why I'm upset at you on why you say Mo was a good person. And you thought Mo has brains and has professionalism, when Mo was the asshole, let me not use foul language with you right now because it's not professional. When Mo was the idiot and took that 3/4-inch tape of yours and started playing with it and wanted to see the tape.
You know, it's not a big deal. I heard a couple conflicting stories of what happened with the tape, and I think, I don't know if it was Mo who said that you had pulled it out. I mean, it's no big deal, but we're having a hard time getting
another
copy. Here's
the lies. Here come the lies.
It's honestly
no big
deal.
I was the one that tried to make Mo not touch it.
I mean, honestly, it's no big deal what happened to it. I mean, whether you did it or Mo did it or whoever did it.
Here are the lies. Here come the lies. Everybody's trying to throw everything in my face. Now this is what's going to happen. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Caramello?
Caravello.
Hi, Caravello. I'm sorry. It's Liz Montgomery again.
What happened?
I absolutely am an idiot. I get pacing when I get upset. I, like, kick the phone out. I kick the cord out.
I thought you hung up on me because I was being so mean at these guys.
No, I understand. I mean, you guys have been working together a long time. I understand.
I don't call it work. I really don't call it work.
Well, I'm hoping that you can help me work with you guys because I really do want to. And I don't know what you've heard, but I've heard that you guys are about to sign on this thing with some big company.
I guess so.
I mean,
yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
If it's going to be a good project, I'll do it.
Well, my problem is that not only do I really want to work on the project with you, but this was going to be an opportunity for me to get, you know, close to Don on a personal level. I mean, I felt weird about his girlfriend, but I have feelings for him.
He tried to get sexual with you, didn't he? Now, answer this honestly.
Yes, which would have been fine. I mean, those things happen at meetings, but I didn't like the fact that his girlfriend was there. But I can forgive him that. Can you help me get him to listen to me?
I left a message on his machine that you called me and that he wants to hear from you.
Could you help me smooth things over? I'm like losing sleep over this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, this guy's like in my head.
Honey, between you and I and nobody else, would you get physical with him?
I want there to be a long... I mean, I want there to be a relationship there before that happens, but...
A sexual relationship?
If emotionally, yes. I mean, I don't know which would come first, but definitely.
So you like Don?
I believe I do.
Don?
Mr.
Why
Bear?
Don?
I don't... He's charismatic. He's charming. He's sexy.
Charming? Sexy?
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah.
Hold up one second.
Are you nuts?
You're crazy. Honey?
Yeah?
You're crazy.
You're crazy?
Listen. Me as a guy and me looking at him in a woman's aspect, because I know tons of women. I know models and stuff. They look at Don like he's the biggest jerk in the world. My present girlfriend can't stand him. Because of the way he tries to control me and overpower me.
Maybe that's the control he's got on me, because I'm telling you, I'm like, I'm going crazy. I didn't even go to work today. I'm like crazy that he hasn't called me back. I really want to get close to him, and I don't know if there's something. I don't know if you can call him and let him know that, or I don't know which I care about more now, the personal or the professional.
All right, I'm on my main phone. I'm not on my cell. So hold the line. I'll do a three-way with you and his machine.
Can you tell me, actually, before you call, what do you think is the best way for me to apologize to him?
Don't apologize to him. That's what he loves everybody to do.
I feel like I need to.
He begs everybody to apologize to him.
Yeah,
so what? Elizabeth, stop a second.
Abruptly.
Stop right now. stop right now and think. Why do you have to apologize to Don when Don tried molesting you?
Right.
Think about this. Wait, don't answer yet. Think about this. Don says, I want to bring you into my room. Then Don walks out and brings in his girlfriend. I forget her name. Anyway, he brings her in, and I immediately see you coming out. No, I don't want it like this.
Right.
And I'm thinking that he's trying to rape you in there.
No.
With
no.
her.
No.
Doing a threesome.
Should I send him an apology letter?
You are going his way, aren't you?
I'm hoping to.
Is he the C-pod and you became snatched, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something?
I don't really appreciate that, okay, Perry?
I don't want
to
say like
I'm trying
like
to be
this,
truthful with you, and I just, I'm sorry, I just, I totally
I'm
do not appreciate that.
I'm sorry to do this way to you or towards him. Hello?
All right.
Don Barris, I just got a phone call from Elizabeth, you know, the woman that was at your house that you tried to rape. She called me, and, I'm pretty pissed off at what happened that night, and I really don't want to have anything to do with you guys. And she wants to find out why she hasn't heard from you. But you know how I get. So, she wants to hear from you. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Goodbye. Hello?
Scaremaster.
Oh, God, why am I hearing from you?
Are you glad to hear from me?
No.
The end of that clip might seem a little weird, because I get Perry on the phone, and then it just ends. Your first thought might be, what happened to the rest of the call? Well, looking back, now keep in mind it was 20 years ago that this was recorded, I really don't know what happened to the end of that clip. The reason that I kept it in here is because I found it really, really funny, the way that Perry seems like he doesn't want to speak with me at all. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seemed that way. Now, the last clip that we're going to use on today's show is a call that picks up in the middle of a call between Perry and John Quincy Adams. Perry is trying to convince JQA that he should let me, Don Barris, that's me again, he should let me go on the money that I lost to him through a football gambling debt. Now, the reason Perry has a horse in this race and the reason he cares at all is because the money that I lost and I have to pay John Quincy Adams was the money that I was going to use to produce a Big Three show. I lost it all. So Perry's trying to get him to get the money back. It doesn't work out that way, but instead, why don't we listen to this last clip of the day?
To repeat myself, I do not like you.
Why not? What have I done with you?
You have fucked with my friend.
I have not.
You have forced him and tried to make him pay a debt he has no money for.
What does that to do with you? He has he been good to you?
Yeah.
And he's taken care of you.
I mean, so.
May I make a proposition to you? I think that together with your connections with this man. And with what he owes me, we both stand to make a lot of money. If you could help me to collect this money, to convince him...
I'm not collecting money from you.
I'm not asking you to collect it. Listen to me. Do you speak with him ever?
Yeah, I talk to him.
Okay. Let me just tell you.
That's all I had you call me back.
Oh, yes. All right. Here's my proposition. The next time you speak with him, you convince him that it'd be better for him to pay me than to put the money into the show. And
why?
I'll tell you why. He owes me, I don't know if you know how much. He owes me $100,000.
$100?
Am I wasting my time speaking with you? $100?
$1,000?
Yes. Now, listen to me.
He bet his life. He's a fucking moron.
Okay. Would you listen to me?
Look, it goes like this. Hold on a second. Hold on, somebody's calling
listen,
me.
If you don't
hold on a second, somebody's calling me.
Is Mole close with him?
I have no idea.
Well, maybe Mole can do it and make the money.
Hold on, please.
did call.
He called me back.
Have you gotten me off yet?
So far, he wants me to collect from you.
What?
He wants me to work with him and collect money, the $100,000. What are you, fucking stupid? $100,000? You bet him, you fucking idiot?
Well, most of it was the money for the show.
That's right, you stupid fuck! Where the fuck are your brains? Up your fucking keister, you dork pie?
The Lions...
You don't bet more than $10, $20 if you're gonna bet anybody.
The Lions were on a roll.
The Lions? I don't give a fuck what kind of roll they're on. $10, $20, that's it.
All right, I made a mistake. Now don't yell at me.
He's on the other line.
All right, do me a favor.
What?
Find out if he'll exchange sexual favors.
You psycho.
Just see if he will. Just find out if he will.
Stay on the line.
All right.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Don Barris is on the other line.
I'm sorry?
Don Barris is on the other line.
Oh, he's on the other line.
Listen to me.
Listen to me for a moment.
You listen to me first.
Listen to me for a moment. Let me just tell you something. You just yelled at me. Now, let me talk to you for a minute. Do not tell him that we're trying to get the 100,000 from him. My reason...
He wants to ask you...
Listen to me for a second.
Fuck.
My reason being that I'll have one of my men go and collect the money. All you have to do, don't tell him that I told you to collect the money. Now, all you have to do is to tell him that he better pay me rather than do the show. And once he agrees with you, which I'm sure he will, any sane person would, once he does that, I'll have my men collect the money, and I'll split you in for 30%. Hello?
I'm thinking about this. It means I get 30,000.
30%. You know what 30% of 100,000 is?
Yeah, 30,000.
That's right. But whatever you do, do not tell him that I want you, that you're trying to collect it for me, all right? Because that would just, you know what he would do.
He wants to know if you'll exchange sexual favors instead of collect the money.
Oh, listen to me. I don't know what your sexual preference is, but I have no...
No, with him.
I have no desires in that way. I understand it's your choice to live an alternative lifestyle, but it's not what I choose to do.
It's not my choice.
Well, you do what you want to do. I'm not doing it.
How
you're raised or what, but I come from a much more liberal background. I'm very conservative. We're very church-going people, and I reckon that that's not part of your
Hold
scenario.
Hold on.
Hello?
What's taking so long? I'm waiting on the other line.
Listen to me. He's wanting me to get the money from you and to cancel the show.
So you fucked up. You couldn't do it. You promised you could get this.
No.
You promised
me
you could get
listen
this taken
to me.
Care of.
Listen
Thanks
to me.
A lot,
I'm not
Harry.
Done with him. I'm not done with
so
him.
What are you going to do different?
He's asking me. He's not telling me. He's asking me.
He's telling you. You're his little puppet. You do as he says.
Bullshit.
You're his little puppet.
Fuck you.
Why don't you fucking suck his dick,
fuck
too?
You.
Fuck you.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Nobody controls me again.
Nobody?
I'll bet
you he does. I'll bet you he does, you pussy. Goodbye.
Mr. Adams?
Hello.
Can I ask you a favor?
What do you need?
Could you reconsider the bet with him? Be nice to him like you were with me?
You don't want that 30 grand?
No.
You don't want it?
No.
All right, you know, I can always speak with Molio. He's here, you know.
Mole's there?
He is.
Put him on the phone.
He's out in the jacuzzi. I'll have to go get him.
Hang on.
Hello?
Perry.
Yeah?
Listen.
What?
What are we going to do, man? You fucked up again. You constantly fucked up. You're the biggest fuck up I've ever met in my life. You always fuck everything up.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
I do, huh?
Yeah.
He's reconsidering, you fucking fuck.
Yeah, we'll see.
You fucking monkey?
Yeah, you're the monkey. Fuck you. Don't call me a monkey.
You're a monkey.
Are you that much of a dickhead? I'm about ready to lose the show that we put in years for, and you're acting like an asshole. Get on the phone and get the deal done. Do it now.
I'm doing it.
Do you hear me?
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
No.
You just get the deal done.
Stupid fuck.
I'm a stupid fuck.
You listen to me, pal. I'm controlling him.
He's controlling you like everything else.
Me.
Yeah, your New Year's resolution is out the door. He's already controlling you. Already somebody's controlling.
He's controlling
what is it? The fifth? The sixth? You're already under control on the fifth. 5 days, you're arrested for arrest. Don't yell at me! Don't yell at me! Don't yell!
Don't yell at me!
No, I'm just pointing out a point.
You already broke your New Year's resolution.
Shut up!
Let's see if you can get the deal done. Go fuck yourself. You already broke your fucking resolution, pussy.
Hello?
There's nobody on here, man.
Huh?
There's nobody. Hello?
It's me.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, buddy.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm on the jacuzzi, man.
You're on the jacuzzi over there, huh?
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, Mike.
Happy New Year, man.
Thank you. Same here.
What'd you do for New Year's?
What did you do for New Year's? Oh, it was with my buddy from Chicago.
You were into Chicago? Was it nice?
No, my friend from Chicago came out here.
What'd you guys do?
We went and, went down to Universal City Walk and hung out over there.
That sounds pretty good.
We went into Westwood.
For New Year's?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but the Packers, man.
They're doing fucking fantastic.
I just want a shitload of money from John Adams.
From John Adams?
Yeah, from the Packers game.
Listen to me. John is trying to bet Don Barris a bunch of money.
He already bet him.
Listen to me. Would you listen to me?
You were going to have sex with John Adams to get Don off the bet. That's what Don said.
What?
I just talked to Dan. He said you were going to sleep with John Adams.
No way in the fucking world. Listen, if that bet has to be paid, we have no show.
What do you mean?
There will be no show at the Roxy. Hold on. Please?
Hold.
Hello?
Barry.
Yeah. Listen, I got it all worked out.
He's showing me that I'm going to be sucking Jonathan Adams' dick.
No, I don't think you'll be doing that, but you just got to do me a favor over there.
I just told Mo. I said if you have to pay the money to me,
Wait a minute. No, how did Mo get involved in this?
You told Mo? I said Mo got on the house. Mo got his house and he got on the phone. I said to Mo, if you have to pay John Adams, that means we have no show. I'm telling Mo, because if Mo feels that we have no show, he tells John Adams that we have no show in a crying way. And then he feels like, oh man, I got a show.
All right, listen to this. I found some money. I can pay John Adams off.
$100,000?
Yeah. I found the money.
Oh my God.
So we can have the show. Sheba's going to give me the money. She says she's got it. She sold some of her art, and she's going to give me the money. So, what I need you to do, I need you to stall him. So, tell him that April 23rd is your birthday, and you want to suck his cock on April 23rd.
Fuck you!
Listen, just listen to me! Then on April 23rd, I pay the money, you're out of the fucking cock sucking. But it'll pause until then. So, act like you're coming on to him. Please, Perry, we can have the show if you do this. If not,
I am not acting like a bag to him.
Are you an actor? You always brag that you're an actor. Are you an actor, yes or no?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what kind of performance. Let me ask you this. Do you think Al Pacino, when he was in the movie Cruisin', you think he liked kissing men? You don't even have to kiss him. You just have to say.
Yeah, but he made a lot of money doing that.
Okay, well, then fuck the show.
If I get a lot of money out of this deal, I'll act like I'm going to be sucking his dick.
From who?
From Adams.
Okay, well, tell him that you'll give him money, too. If the bet's off, and he's got to pay you $10,000 up front.
I want 30.
Okay. All right, get back on the phone.
Yeah. Hello? Mo.
Hey, buddy.
Let me talk to John Adams.
How about the Packers?
The Packers did fantastic.
You did, man.
Packers did great.
Fucking hey, they beat the San Francisco 49ers.
Put fucking John Adams back on the phone.
Why?
Because I need to talk to him.
46ers.
What? 49ers, you dork! 49ers!
San Francisco, 47 or something.
They're the 49ers, you loser!
San Francisco 49ers, they got Jerry,
Who cares? Put Adams back on.
What
you want him for?
I need him.
Why?
And I got to talk a deal with him.
About what?
Don't worry about it. Let me talk to him.
What about me? All right, I'll get him, buddy.
Uh-huh.
All right, happy New Year, man. I'm going to get back in the top.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hello?
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 Hello? John?
Yes?
Listen to me.
All right. Did you speak with Mr. Bass?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you
I did.
And so, listen, do you want to make this 30 grand?
I'd like to.
All right. Here's what we have to do. You convince him to pay.
April 23rd is when he's going to be able to come up with the money.
What?
Okay? April 23rd.
23rd.
April 23rd.
Ways away.
That is a ways away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Can you wait till April 23rd to get the 100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good day?
I don't know. I don't know if I really want to wait that long.
Well, he won't be able to pay you till April 23rd.
Well.
Is that all right?
I don't know. I wish there was something more I had to look forward to. Waiting that
I know
long.
It's a long time away, but can you wait till April 23rd?
How am I going to wait? What's to hold me over?
He's unable to pay at this time because of a few things that are going on. He will have the money for you on April 23rd.
I really don't think I can wait that long.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'd wait for other things that long, but I wouldn't wait that long for my money.
He's getting funds for the show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay? Listen to me.
You hear what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Getting funds for the show. See, I want the show to happen.
And how badly do you want it to happen?
Bad enough so I can do the movie.
What are you willing to do to make it happen?
I'm not going to have sex with anybody.
I'm sorry?
Oh, wait, well, you can blow me for that.
I'm sorry.
You could suck my cock.
I don't do that.
Well, then you can get your sister and your mother to come over here and suck my cock.
Are you calling to insult me? Because if you are, believe me, I remember where you live.
Where do I live?
Oh, I have it written down.
That's my oh, shit, that's a friend of mine's address. 77.
Yeah. In Reseda.
Yeah.
Strange.
She's like a big sister to me.
Strange that, I've seen you walk in and out of that dress several times.
Hold on, please. Phone's ringing.
All right, what'd he say?
It sounds probable.
So you said he's gonna suck your dick.
Yeah, I asked him to. He says I don't do that.
Then how do you say probable?
Well, tell him you'll fuck him in the ass. Don't you listen to me? You shut up! Why are you always gonna yell at me?
Tell him you'll fuck him. Just do anything to get off the bat.
I am telling you.
Tell him, beg him. All you gotta do is say. And
I am telling you.
Listen to me. You tell him that you're going to fuck him April 23rd. You're going to fuck him in the ass April 23rd. Then you'll jerk him off and then tell him and if he says, have you ever done this before, tell him you did it with Randy Callahan. All right? Now get on the phone and make it happen. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are we going to work this out?
I'm sorry?
Are we going to work this out?
You tell me. What's in it for me?
Well, what do you want? Do you want me to fuck you in the ass and jerk you off?
Ow. Ooh. Ow. Have you done that before?
Yeah, with Randy.
Randy?
That faggot that, wanted me to do that, Christina Applegate movie.
And you fucked his ass.
He wanted me to, but I really didn't want to. He blew me and I jerked him off.
Ah. So you've had experience.
I fucked Sheba in the ass, because Sheba's got a dick.
Really? I heard Sheba was backing Dawn's bet.
Yeah, she is.
She must have quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I guess she does.
She's a good-looking woman.
I don't think so, but...
You don't think she's attractive?
No.
But and yet you made love to her, sweet, sweet love.
I wouldn't call it sweet, sweet love. I just fucked her.
How be that as it may? Are you still seeing each other?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. Now, listen. Now, you propose to what? I will fuck you in your ass, and...
On April 23rd, I will fuck you in the ass, and jerk you off,
you really
and you will blow
me. Tell me how you'll do it.
Huh?
Tell me. Talk dirty to me, young bucks and bison.
I'll put some Vaseline on your ass. Put on a condom.
Ruth.
Studded condom.
I don't like condoms.
I don't care.
Straight up.
Bullshit.
You like condoms.
I don't trust anybody.
Well, all right.
A studded condom.
What?
Not just a regular flat fucking piece of rubber. A studded condom.
I can barely hear you. Could you speak
I up? Said a studded condom.
Yes.
A condom with bumps
yes,
all over it.
And?
Oh, it'll go in and out of your asshole.
Your what?
It'll go in and out. And in and out.
What's that?
The studded condom.
How's it going to do that?
With my prick, you moron!
Oh, I'm sorry.
How's it gonna do that?
Go on.
And then when I'm done coming in your ass...
Yes?
Then I'm gonna make you drink my cum.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'm gonna stick my dick in your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
You're gonna blow me.
Rafa!
And then I'm gonna blow you.
Oh, you're gonna blow me.
And then you're gonna... accept...
I thought you said you were only going to jerk me off, but you'll blow me. I'll pay you handsomely.
$50,000.
It's done deal. It's a deal.
$50,000.
It is a deal, my friend.
Straight cash.
Straight cash. No problem. With a nice briefcase. And you can keep the briefcase. So go on.
That's it.
What?
That's it.
That's it?
That's the deal.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's it.
Now, have you experience in blowing a man?
No.
Really?
No.
This would be your first time.
You got it.
Do you look forward to it?
Eh, I don't know.
You have a good time.
But if I'm going to blow you, you wear a condom.
Hello?
What?
I just picked up the phone.
Hang up the fucking phone, you moron. I'm talking to your fucking...
Hey, what are you guys talking about? Hey, you
have... None of your business!
Yes, he's going to...
None of your business!
Hang up the phone, though. He's got a... Hey, tell you, Johnny Adams? Please, hang up the phone, though. Hang up the phone. Hey, Perry!
Hang up the fucking phone, you bastard!
Why? What, are you guys talking dirty to him?
Hey, I'm talking... Hey! Mole, hang up the phone. Because if you don't... When I get into Hollywood, I'm going to kick your fucking
Hello.
Ass.
Hello, he hung up the phone.
I'm going to beat him to a pulp.
Hello.
Yeah.
He hung up. Go ahead.
Good.
What you say.
You heard me?
Yeah. No, he hung up. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Huh?
Go ahead with what you were saying.
I'm done.
No, for $50,000, you surely shouldn't be done.
I'm done.
That's it. I don't think that's worth $50,000.
I give a fuck. That's $50,000, or there's no deal.
All right. I'll give it to you. But may I put it in your ass? May I bug
no.
you? Come on. 60,000.
No. Nothing goes up my ass.
60,000 and you let me bugger you.
Nothing goes in my asshole.
I'll tell you, that much money can certainly buy a lot of painkillers.
Nothing goes up my asshole.
Except me.
Nothing.
All right, so on what date are we going to make sweet, sweet
April
love?
April 23rd.
And we'll have sweet, sweet love with one another.
You got it.
Yes, I like it. All right. Well, you tell your Dan Barney that I'll wait. I'll wait that long since you're going to give me that sweet, sweet love. I'll just subtract the $50,000 from the $100,000 that he owes me, and I'll have him pay you directly. All right? Hello?
All right.
Is that fine with you?
Yeah.
So he owes you $50,000. All right.
Okay.
Will you be speaking with him anytime soon?
In a few minutes.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to call him up right now.
Call him and tell him that he owes you $50,000 so that you will blow me.
I'll blow you.
Yes.
I will fuck you in the ass. You will eat my condom.
What?
I says I will blow you. You will eat my condom. You will suck all the juices out of my condom.
Oh, my goodness. You are quite the ruffian, aren't you? You really are down and dirty like this.
You want to tongue my condom?
What?
You going to tongue my condom?
Am I going to...
tongue all the juices out of my condom?
I hadn't really given it much thought, but sure, what the hey. It sounds like it could be a good time. And at that price, it's rather a bargain.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
So, we have a deal. Where will we meet? Shall I come to your place? I know where it is.
No, I don't want to come to your place.
All right, I've got to run. And I look forward to my stiff member deep down your throat. All right?
Yeah.
Very good. Love
okay.
you. Tell me you love me.
I love you, too.
I'm sorry?
I says I love you, too.
I can barely hear you. Tell it to
I
me.
I love
like...
you, too.
Ooh, that's nice. Tell it to me again.
No.
Fine, come on, one more time.
I says no.
Please.
I love you, too.
Oh, you are a rascal, aren't you? All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Harry, listen, it's 18 minutes before 8 p.m. I'm going to be out of my house by 8 o'clock. Call me. I made a deal with this Jonathan Quincy Adams. I told him that I'll fuck him in the ass. I want him to eat the cum out of the condom. And then I want him to blow me. And then I will blow him. Ooh, doesn't that sound gross? Yeah. And he says that, and then I told him that I want $50,000 out of his $100,000. So he told me to get the $50,000 from you, and then you pay him $50,000. So you pay me $50,000, and you pay him $50,000. Doesn't that sound good? Well, we'll work things out, hey. Capiche? Okay. All right, man. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye. Hello.
Harry.
Yeah.
This is Don Barris.
Hey, Don.
So, why did you tell Mole?
I didn't tell Mole.
Yeah, listen to the message I got. I was in the shower, and I got out. Listen to the message, just a second. Can you hear?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Mole was standing right there. All right,
listen to the message.
Hey, Dan, man, listen. I was over at John Quincy Adams, and I picked up his phone, and I heard Perry on the phone, like, talking dirty to him, like he's going to have... fucking sex with him, man. I didn't know Perry was a fat. Yeah, Perry's a fat.
Hold on, I gotta tell you this guy.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah, listen, I'm here with a bunch of people. I'll freak you out because Perry's a fat.
I want them to call me a fag. Okay. Listen.
Hello?
Let them call me a fag.
8:49 p.m.
You know what?
What?
This gives me the opportunity for major ass kicking outside the Comedy Store.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna be beating people's asses like you will not believe.
Not outside the Comedy Store, you're not.
Well, I don't care what
no,
the
you're
fuck
not beating
it is, but I'm kicking some major
no, you're
ass.
Not.
If they call me a fag, I will beat the fuck out
Why
of them.
Why did you tell Mole?
I didn't tell Mole a thing.
He's going to tell everybody.
He was, what?
He's going to tell everybody.
He was over at Quincy's house, and he picks up the phone.
Who?
Well, I'm talking to Quincy.
Who?
Jonathan Quincy Adams.
Oh. Why did you just continue to talk dirty, man?
Because he wanted to hear it.
Mole did?
John did.
What did you tell him?
He wanted to... What I told him is, I says this. I says, I'll fuck you in the ass. I want you to eat the cum out of the condom. Then I will blow you, and you will blow me.
Right. You're going to blow him?
You get $50,000. And I get $50,000.
So I've got to pay you $50,000 and pay him $50,000.
Right.
And you expect me to do that?
Well,
Perry, you were supposed to get me off. You weren't supposed to encourage your sex life. So you think you're gonna make money by fucking this guy, and I've still got to pay.
I'm not fucking this guy.
Then why'd you tell him you were going to?
I
told you to get me off and make him a promise. Now Mole's got word of this. Everybody's going
to
know.
Will you tell him to call me back?
Who?
Jonathan Quincy Adams.
I got to get ready for work.
Call Mole's house.
Call Mole's house. See what's going on there.
I'll tell him that I don't want to do any of this.
Wow. When the pressure is on, that Perry sure is a cool cucumber, isn't he? And after going through all these old phone call tapes, I found it amazing that he still responds to things that are thrown at him right now with the same exact lines that he has used over the past 20-some years. Consistency. You got to give it to Perry. He's very consistent. Well, we've now reached the end of this episode, meaning we now have only one more Big Three Best of podcast. As I said before, if you're going to hear from the Big Three anymore, it's going to be during our Simply Don, the podcast. So we're wrapping up this series here. So catch us the next time where we'll have some more sampling from our Big Three phone call archives. Now, before we go, I also like to mention that I know that there's a lot of people that get the Big 3 podcast through iTunes, but I wanted to let them know that we're only going to store the past 50 episodes on iTunes. So if you want to dig deeper into the Big 3 archives, you got to download 185 of the episodes on the Big 3 podcast. Free of charge, so don't think that we're going to rip you off by doing that. Be sure to visit our official website at simplydownthepodcastnetwork.com. Also, you might be aware of this, but the Big 3 have appeared on Simply Down the Podcast twice if you're really going to be digging for us. The first time was last April, and then just about a month ago. You're going to want to make sure that you check those out, too, so you get every single episode. If you don't follow us on the Big 3 Facebook, you're really missing out, so be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com/thebig3podcast. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, Mary Jane, how would they do that with you?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Okay, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram is SimplyDon1. My Vine is Don Barris. Every week, check out Simply Don the Podcast. If you're in the Los Angeles area, come by the Comedy Store because I close out there almost every night now. And then on Mondays, you want to come to town because the Ding Dong Show, which starts at 10 o'clock at the world-famous Comedy Store Bar and Grill and Bait Shop. Coming soon, all those Ding Dong shows, you're going to be coming out on Simply Down the Podcast Network. We've got big events happening with that, and I will let you know more about this upcoming October if we're going to do this big, big party here, a four-day festival of our own, the Big 3 Festival. It won't be called that, but we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Please check out our store and help us out there at simplydownthepodcastnetworkstore.com. Mary Jane, anything else you want to say before we go?
That was absolutely wonderful, and I hope that everyone enjoys all this fun stuff.
All right, with that, it's time to say goodbye.